There are so many examples. The Japanese, for example, in the World Cup that happened, you had examples of Japanese going and cleaning that stadium, removing all the waste, the leftovers, and putting it in the trash. I've seen so many WhatsApp messages where this has been circulated. But for what? Can't we live those things? So easy, right? It's not something that requires a lot of effort. If each one of us can be less self-centered and do something for the others, okay? And I'm not even saying doing something out of the way. Just do something which is there in front of you. Just stand in that queue to ensure that everybody gets an access to that train or the bus. That is all, right? So this is something I really, really hate. Really, really makes my blood boil. Why can't we think of someone else, boss? Right? Why do we have to only think of ourselves in every situation? The world will be a much better place. India will be a much better place if we can think of that person next to us. Okay, what makes me happy? Okay, so this is a realization, okay? It's not that this is how I was all the time, but maybe you call it age, maybe you call it wisdom, maybe you call it experience, but in the recent past, okay, in the past so many years, what really makes me happy is when I see a smile on somebody else's face, something that maybe I contributed 0.1% to that smile. I'm happy. Okay. It could be maybe that one small advice that I gave, which made a difference to that person, that makes me happy. Okay. Those moments when I can be who I am without having to fear what is the other person going to feel. It could be when there is a social gathering and everybody is kind of in a professional attire, but if I can go there and dance to the music, okay, I was myself in that moment. That makes me happy. All the things in my bucket list, if I can do a small tick to it, okay, it could be that 10 kilometers that I need to run, the platelet donation that I could do in spite of it being a very busy day for me, but I still made the effort to go to Tata Memorial and spend that 1 hour in making that donation. Because I can see when they remove the platelets and take it away and say, this is what is going to be transplanted into somebody else. You know, that moment really, really makes me happy. It's okay. I had gone through the trouble of going all the way to Parel. I had to take a train or maybe I spent money using an Uber. Those things really become immaterial. When I see that packet with my platelets, which is now going to save the life of a cancer patient. Believe me, that gives me a kind of happiness that I would never have experienced before. So it is these small moments. It may not mean so much to anybody else, but for me, it is that smile on somebody else's saying that I could make that 1%, that 0.1% difference in that other person's life. It is a life well lived, according to me. All right. So as we are growing up, right, there is something that we keep looking forward to. When we are a kid, we look forward to wearing that long pants. Okay, we are only wearing shorts, but we look forward to wearing that long pants. We look forward to going to the next class. Okay, and scoring a good rank so that I get into the next class. As you grow up, you reach a stage where you want to get into the best college. You are looking forward to it. There is something that drives you. And the level that it can motivate somebody could be different from individual to individual. But there is something that I'm looking forward to. Meeting a friend, or going out with a friend for a cricket match. right? There is something to look forward to every day. There are nights when you are not able to sleep because the next day morning there is a cricket match that you want to attend. These are the moments which kind of make your life